Reviewers, before Islam, wife was also kept as mortgage for money, possessions like animals and other goods. These unfortunate women were in great trouble due to their powerlessness, and no society and civilization solved their problems. But then the religion Islam came with the arrival of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which not only has brought salvation to them from the cruelty and injustice, but it has also established their rights upon men. It is Islam that has declared the relationship which is established between man and woman through nikah, the protector of the half faith of man. It is Islam that has given the ownership of the haq mahr given to them by their husbands and the inheritance of their husband in case of being a widow. Islam has not only discouraged the thought for husband wife is a disrespectable being, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that wives are the source of husband's comfort and peace. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded husbands about wives. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, translation from Kanzul Iman, and deal with them kindly. Islam has declared the person best who treats his wife well. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the best is he who is better for his wife, and I am better than all of you for my wife. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sayyiduna Hakim bin Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated from his father that a person asked the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the right of a wife upon her husband? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, when he eats, he should give her to eat. When he wears a dress, he should give her to wear a dress. He should not beat her on the face, and nor should he call her ugly. And for making her understand, if he has to separate from her, so he should do it separate in the home. It also used to happen in the pre-Islamic era that husbands used to ask for money from their wives. If they refused to give, they would take an oath not go closer to them for many years. Islam has eradicated this injustice and fixed the duration of only 4 months instead of years for the one who takes such an oath. Islam has given a unique status and rank to wives in the society, fixed their rights, and advised husbands to treat them well. Therefore, if someone's wife ill-tempered, rude, or makes mistake while making food, so instead of losing temper, abusing her, forcing her to leave home, sending her to her father's home, or threatening to divorce her, the husband should become sensible and forgive her mistakes and should remember her favors. Remember, these are the teachings of Islam. It is stated in Tanbihul Ghafilin that a person came to Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu to make a complaint against his wife. When he reached the door of Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard his wife Umme Kulsoom radiallahu anha talking to him angrily. The person returned while saying, I came to him with the intention to make a complaint against my wife, but the same is the case with him. Therefore, how can he solve my problem? Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu called for him and asked him why he came. He humbly said, Sayyidi, I came to you with the intention to make a complaint against my wife, but when I heard the conversation of your wife, so disappointed, I went back. Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, my wife has a few rights upon me, means I get benefits from her, due to which I overlook her mistakes. Number one, she is prevention for me from hell. Due to her, my heart stays safe from haram. Number two, when I leave my home, she becomes my treasurer and guard for my wealth. She is my washerwoman. She washes my clothes. She brings up my child and she makes rotis and food for me. Having heard these benefits, the person said, undoubtedly, I also get the same benefits from my wife, which you get. But I never overlook her mistakes. Therefore, now I will overlook her mistakes. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.